second thing is that I think you should know that, and this is key to this, that I pledge to him, and I'm gonna pledge to all of you, the complete cooperation of this office, and not only this office, of every cabinet officer, every cabinet wife, of sub-cabinet people, and of course, that means government and so forth. That means not only money, but personnel and so forth and so on, whatever it is worth. All of you, of course, can provide that, and not just, not just the management, but the whole business of celebrity value and so forth is very, very important. Third thing I think is we have to realize that this kind of action, while this volunteer action thing, is something we've all, many of us have been talking about for a long time. It's a very spongy thing. It's like hitting a pillow. With the best of intentions, we've got this program, this program, this program. I know you fellows here, I look around this room, I think I see most of you in this meeting or that meeting, the jobs program, or the boys clubs, or what have you, you know what I mean, the things we work in that. And I know that sometimes you must wonder, well now, can we develop something new here, which isn't just another layer on top of all of this myriad of organizations, or can we develop something here which will generate an enormous new burst of activity in not only getting additional impetus to the organizations that have worked so effectively in the past, like our Boys Club, for example, and Clem. We had a Chicago boy in here the other day, you know, one of the boys of the winners. Anyway, and also to develop new activities here. There isn't any question, but there's a great need for it. When I say there, I don't mean, let me say a curious thing. I wouldn't say this to a larger group. When I traveled around the world, I've often talked to Peace Corps kids. And, you know, you often ask them, well, what do you think about it? And almost invariably, 9 times out of 10, this is going back over 10 years, they say, well, I don't know, you know, how much good we're doing here, but I know it's been awful good for me. Now, really, there are just a lot of people in this town, and not just young people. There are older people, and there are wives, and businessmen, and others, and so forth, who haven't got it, who just need, who really need the, you know, the opportunity to do something that is creative and helpful in the rest. It's really good for, it's good for all of us. You feel a little better. Well, this week's example that I'll finish with a couple of examples. You wonder what we do. This past week, we took the boys on Monday. We had a cystic fibrosis girl in the other day, a little cute little pipe. And then a little 2-year-old deaf boy, you know. And he couldn't talk. Just what a great smile he had. And you think of the people that work with those people. And you know, that picture that day with the deaf boy, and I did a lot of other things that were far more important, I'm sure. Didn't be part of it, and just having that little kid in here. And this is the kind of spirit that Ed, I think, is bringing to this whole thing. So we want you to know that this is that you have the complete support of the White House, the complete support of the President, First Lady, whatever that's worth, and all of our cabinet, the rest. But what we really need from you is, and I know, of course, you say, oh, they're here to get some dough. Yeah, no. But also, we need ideas as to how we can take this great, spongy mass which is out there, and we got to create something. It has to be formed, and then it has to go. together that would otherwise not have happened. That's what they got to see. And they got to see it in a picture. They got to see it on television. They got to see it in a magazine. They got to see it in a story. And then everybody will feel that he's part of something. And that can be our job here. Otherwise, it'll just be, well, here's a new committee. We're out putting up our dough and all that sort of thing. Hold on, what happened, right?
Well, the plan of action we have, Mr. President, I think will produce the successes. We are ready with an advertising program to the nation.
The advertising council will also come
out. Multimedia.
Good.
We want to get the voluntary action centers in place so that we can key that program to saying, call your local voluntary action center to get people.
Tommy, what have you done? I haven't checked yet. What are you doing about coordinating with the existing volunteer organization?
Well, Board of
Boys Clubs and Boy Scouts and YMCA, all that.
Say, what are you doing now? Let's understand it together and find out where the gaps are. And then,
That's what I remember, I, we had dinner about months ago, I said to him, Gordon, you get a bunch of these, of the businessmen, the major people who have to either make contributions or go out and get the contributions and support this. Most important single thing is to show them a plan. Something will work, otherwise they're not going to put up the dough, they're not going to go out and get it. You got to have a plan first. And if he came up with that, well, that's what we needed. We've got a good plan. And it isn't just enough just to say, well, the president supports it and all the rest. I mean, we support a lot of things and it's going to work. But on this one, I really think that we have a lot of assets. I mean, everybody wants to get into it. Just everybody is, you'd be surprised at the numbers of people, different people. I mean, I said, I mentioned the cabinet and the president. Of course, they're example, they're the wives of congressmen and senators. So, and there are people that are, they're the celebrities. You can't imagine. I mean, you take a fellow that is considered to be this fellow like an Elvis Presley. He was in the air. He's on this, and we're in the dope thing. You know, this guy is a. They tell me, right, that even today, that guy, I thought he was sort of old hat. They told me the other day, we're Elvis Presley today. Every time he makes a record, it's 2 million copies guaranteed, right?
Yes.
Here's a guy who comes in with a strange belt, wearing a motorcycle glasses and all that sort of thing. And the deal is, he just wants to do something. Now this kind of attitude. Then you have older people. There's a lot of talent around this country that wants to get to work on it.
You'd be glad to know this is Romney has accepted it's her first assignment, putting together what we're calling an emissaries bureau in our own House Library Board.
Oh,
and she's doing it with Republicans and Democrats.
Good.
To get them all together. Slideshow.